Clearwater Conservancy is working on its biggest ever environmental conservation project. They're raising money to purchase the development rights to 300 acres of environmentally sensitive land at the southern edge of State College. WPSU's Emily Reddy reports if the effort is successful, this iconic farmland will be protected forever from development.
Where University Drive cuts across the southern edge of State College, the difference between the north and south sides of the road is dramatic. The north side is lined by houses, the State College Friends School, and Foxdale Village. To the south is farmland, with mountains beyond. Deb Nardone walks across the farmland to Slab Cabin Run, which this conservation initiative is named after.
Every raindrop that lands here goes into Spring Creek, ultimately the west branch of the Susquehanna, the main stem of the Susquehanna, and then ultimately to the Chesapeake Bay.
Nardone is the executive director of Clearwater Conservancy. She says Slab Cabin Run isn't in the pristine shape it used to be in. Many miles of the stream are impaired.
They're degraded due to nutrients and sediment, toxic runoff from parking lots, and inappropriate agriculture that's occurring too close to the stream.
Clearwater will take a small strip of farmland along the banks of the stream out of production and establish a buffer made of plants and fencing. Half the land being preserved is the Everhart Farm, and half is part of Meyer Farm, where the cows from Meyer Dairy graze. The Everharts and the Meyers are only selling their rights to develop the land. They'll still be able to farm after the sale. The Everharts plan to retire, and the Meyer family will use the money they make in the sale to buy the Everhart family's land. Nardone gives her pitch for the project to community groups who are interested. Just down the road from the farmland, Nardone speaks to a group of residents of the Liberty Hill community in their clubhouse.
I'm honored to be here to talk about the biggest project in Clearwater's history.
Nardone's presentation includes a map where she points out the tracts of farmland Clearwater is hoping to preserve. And right next to that land, she points out an important reason for the project. Drinking wells. A cluster of wells immediately downhill from the land supply two-thirds of the State College area's drinking water.
We really want people to understand the importance of this kind of a project. It's proactive source water protection. We're protecting a landscape that people love with the ultimate goal of protecting our drinking water.
Nardone says protecting this water makes good financial sense, too. It could help avoid the need for a multi-million-dollar water treatment facility. That's why State College Water Authority, along with several nearby municipalities, have already pledged well over $1 million to the project. With that money and a large foundation gift, Clearwater is already more than three-quarters of the way to its $2.75 million financial goal. Now, Nardone says, they're looking to individuals for support.
And it's this last leg that's the most scary because it's not the $100,000 checks, it's the $100 checks or the $1,000 checks.
Nardone has already talked with a number of groups, hoping to generate support in the form of both enthusiasm and donations. And she's seen community members get creative with their fundraising. The State College Friends School did a seed sale, and they're holding a summer concert series. Everhart Village, which borders the Everhart Farm, has hosted fundraising parties and community-wide yard sales. Members of the neighborhood opposed an effort a few years ago to rezone the farmland for residential development. After Nardone's presentation, Liberty Hill resident Shirley Palermo says she's excited to get involved. Palermo is 86 and has lived in the State College area for 55 years.
I've had four children, eight grandchildren, and one great-grandchild in that period of time. And the beauty that exists in Center County is absolutely magical and not something I take for granted. And we're the benefactors, and it's up to us to take care of it.
Several residents say the rolling fields and agricultural feel are what they like about this part of town. The land likely wouldn't have stayed farmland this long if not for one man. Nardone says 93-year-old Joe Meyer of Meyer Dairy has repeatedly turned down offers of millions of dollars for this land because he wants to keep it as a dairy farm.
He loves his land. He wants to pass on the legacy of his dairy to his family. And so this was a solution set that allowed them to keep the dairy operating, allowed him to pass that legacy on to his son, and would ensure that the Meyer Dairy remained Meyer Dairy in the heart of a growing town.
Nardone says she's optimistic Clearwater will pull together the last $500,000 before the deadline 4.5 months from now. She says in 20 years, she'll tell the story of how the community gathered to protect this iconic and environmentally sensitive land before it was too late. I'm Emily Reddy, WPSU.